This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
A new low for oil.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. That's certainly something we haven't been able to say in a long time. Oil fell below $124 a barrel today, the lowest level in nearly 3 weeks. Here's why. There's a fuel price rise in India that's expected to curb demand. Also, there's what Fed Chair Ben Bernanke said yesterday. He warned about inflation and the need for a stronger dollar. In Britain, the government just announced a massive increase in the amount of wind power it would like to see generated offshore. Power companies are being invited to bid for the right to place thousands of turbines around the coast of the UK. The plan is to generate enough electricity to supply all British households by 2020. Stephen Beard joins us from London. Why is the government pushing these offshore farms?
Britain, of course, buffeted by winds rolling in off the Atlantic, it has something like 60% of the so-called wind resource in Europe. And there is another point, too. Even though these are going to stand pretty high, I mean, we're talking about between 300 and 500 feet above the waves, they won't be visible from the shore. So the visual damage to the landscape will be minimized. And that's pretty critical because although there are concerns about the impact on seabirds of putting these turbines out at sea, the visual damage for most Britons will be much less.
This comes from an EU initiative that 20% of energy requirements come through renewable sources. What about the economics of this?
Well, they're not great. Wind power still requires a pretty hefty subsidy, like all renewables. And very recently, we had a story about Shell, the oil company, pulling out of a major offshore wind project off the southeast coast of England, citing economic concerns, a worry that they weren't going to make enough and that there wasn't sufficient incentive from the government to proceed. Shell announced that they would be much better off developing onshore wind power in the United States. But of course, everything depends on the price of oil. As crude gets a lot more expensive, wind power and other renewables will become more viable.
All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Okay, Renita.
United Airlines is going to ground dozens of planes to save money. Newspaper reports say the plan to ground the least fuel-efficient aircraft will come today. United will also say goodbye to TED, its low-fare unit. The Dow was down 100 points yesterday to 12,402. The Nasdaq lost 11 points to 2480. The S&P 500 fell 8 to 1377. A mix today in Asia with the Nikkei up 1.6%. European shares are lower. Smucker's is looking to spread a little more love at the breakfast table. The maker of jams, jellies, and Hungry Jack pancakes is expected to buy Folgers Coffee. Folgers is owned by Procter & Gamble. The Wall Street Journal says the deal could be digested within the week.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. And by Clarkson Potters, The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat, available now.
We've been talking to people caught up in various ways in the credit crunch. Today, a former mortgage-backed securities broker. Wall Street may have helped us get into this mess, but many of its employees are paying the price. In New York City alone, some 20,000 are expected to lose their jobs in the securities industry by the end of the year. Marketplace's Amy Scott brings us this story.
In the basement of a Manhattan brownstone, Vincent Spato works the phone.
Yeah, hi, Greg. It's Vincent Spato from New York.
Until last fall, Spato worked in the mortgage-backed securities division of Credit Suisse. He lost his job when the subprime mortgage market imploded and the bank laid off hundreds of employees. A friend is letting Spato use a cubicle in this office space to look for work. He commutes into the city nearly every day to network and make calls. With 25 years' experience, he's scored interviews at most of the big banks.
You know, and people look at the background, look at your resume and say, gee, we really like the resume, but, you know, we're not hiring. But at the end of the day, we'd like you to come in. Would you be willing to come in and talk to us? And of course I do that because you never know what's going to happen.
It's getting tougher to support his wife and two daughters. Spato's severance pay ran out months ago. His unemployment benefits have expired.
You know, you cramp down and you buckle down so you don't go out to dinner as often or things like that, but you make do with what you have.
In the meantime, Spato is making do with the skills he learned at Credit Suisse to reach out to others hurt by the credit crunch. He's working with some colleagues from the mortgage industry on a new business. The idea is to help investors who lost money on mortgage-backed bonds. If some of the underlying loans didn't meet the terms of the bond, he says investors may be able to recover some money.
As the mortgage bubble began to get larger and larger, one could guess that maybe, you know, some eyes would turn the other way. And to the extent we can help them, that's what we're aiming to do.
The business is just one of the options Spato's exploring. He's doing some work for an appraisal firm. He and his wife have even considered starting some kind of franchise.
It's kind of an exciting time, you know, if you think about it. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying pursuing different opportunities and talking to people. But, you know, the stresses associated with having to make the payments and pay the bills and all, that's real.
So if one of those banks comes back with a job offer, he could well end up right back where he started, on Wall Street. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Ed McMahon hasn't been able to pay his bills. Johnny Carson's TV sidekick is trying to avoid foreclosure on his home in Beverly Hills. McMahon apparently defaulted on a nearly $5 billion mortgage from none other than Countrywide. His spokesman says McMahon has been unable to work after he fell about 18 months ago. For more, visit marketplace.org. Thanks for listening. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.